Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, Eldorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
The safety that you want and the safety that you need is trying to become a Dallas Cowboy, and we'll get to that in just a moment. Also, as sports continue to say this is the new normal, we're okay with it. What did golf feel over the weekend when one of their players tested during one of their events? Tested positive. Now, guys, we do have a $50 giveaway coming up here in the noon o'clock hour, thanks to walk-ons. If you're looking at 105throughthefan.com/fancam, I got some walk-ons behind me right now. I got some fried pickles, I think, in here right now. Shrimp po' boy, plenty of food going around. Yeah, burgers, all sorts of great stuff. Walk-ons, by the way, Dak and walk-ons have just teamed up, and so they got a sponsorship deal going. And walk-ons is like 105.3 The Fan. Y'all are the official home of the Cowboys. We love you, and so we are teaming up with walk-ons as well. And
Corey, so what's your address so Reggie and I can come over after the show?
It's I'm out here in Plano. The Colony store is having their grand opening today. So that's right around the corner from me. The grand opening for the Colony today. We'll give a $50 giveaway coming up in the noon o'clock hour. So be ready for that. Now, Mike, I love videos of people that randomly just say, "Hey, you're an athlete. What do you have to say about this?" And somebody saw Jamal Adams while he was driving around and said, "Hey, are you coming to the Cowboys? When are you coming to the Cowboys? Come to Dallas." And Jamal Adams yells out of the window, "I'm trying, bro." Oh, you got the audio? Reggie's got it. Let's hear it.
"What's up, bro?
Hey, what's up, bro? Hey, you coming to Dallas?"
"Hey, man, I'm trying, bro."
There you go. That is right from the mouth of the player. He is trying to come to Dallas. Now, listen, Mike, sometimes we might be out in public and we say things like that just to appease the dude right there. But that's a video, and this is a guy that has not been quiet one time, not one time, about his desire to leave the Jets and come play for the Cowboys.
Well, I do know there's other teams, at least, that he'll accept trades to, which is – he's trying to do an NBA thing in the NFL. This works in the NBA because the NBA has a players union and they don't make it where good players, you know, in the NBA you can actually become a free agent. In the NFL they made it where if you're a good player you can never really become a free agent unless the team wants you to become a free agent. So I get it. And I get that this discussion has been going on since the trade deadline last year. So, I mean, we're getting close to a year of Jamal Adams rumors after they went 0-4 and then they beat our butts. Mm-hmm. That's about when the rumors started of Jamal Adams wanting to be a Dallas Cowboy. I understand he wants it. I won't be opposed to him being a Dallas Cowboy. He's a great player. Mm-hmm. But I just don't see any leverage he can pull off to get this done. He's not an NBA player. NBA players have leverage where they can get things done. But he's locked under the New York Jets for another 3 years. Now, he can refuse to play and not show up, but it doesn't mean those years go away. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be very tough. He's locked in for at least 3 more years to the New York Jets. And so to trade for him, you're going to have to give the New York Jets a whole bunch.
Yeah. And I heard somebody drop $17 million out there, and I was like, good God, that's too much money. Like, there aren't cornerbacks making that much money. Why are you going to pay a safety that much money when safeties just don't get that kind of cash? But, again, this is a talent. This is a guy that, and I had some conversations over the weekend, this is not just a box safety. If you've ever watched this guy play, and that's why I was kind of like, hold on, I know he's not just a box safety. He is an instinctual, fast, physical player, and that's something that you just, because of his instincts and vision, you don't just get that typically. So, Mike, as much as we may want it, as much as the fan base might be begging for it, it's all up to Jerry Jones and Stephen Jones of whether or not they want to spend the draft capital that it takes to get the guy. And I just don't know, based on what we hear, because we have a lot of people that are very well sourced with the Cowboys, and everything that they are hearing is, we have not, we do not, we are not prepared. So at the moment, it sounds like they are not in that mindset of going to get him. It would have to be a, here's something on a platter for you guys.
And I saw this through Brian Broaddus' Twitter, and it was a great tweet, because this is how most general managers and presidents and owners feel about players that demand to get traded to one spot somewhat. That the Jets, just going off of Broaddus' Twitter, the Jets were really ticked that the Cowboys put all this out last year, that Jamal Adams wants to be a Cowboy, to try to get kind of a deal done with the Cowboys. And so if now all of a sudden the Jets are willing to talk, which it doesn't seem like they're willing to talk, but if they were willing to talk, it sounds like they would make the Cowboys pay more in draft capital than they would make other teams. They would rather send him, possibly, like, hey, we'd rather do a first and a fourth to Seattle, possibly, rather than send them to Dallas for a first and a fourth, because, you know, it's like, we'll make the Cowboys pay a first and a second to do it because we're so ticked at what the Cowboys did to us in the media during last year's trade deadline.
In the NBA, Mike, we saw this happen with multiple players. Ownership and agents are like, those are the two things that make teams. Agents build teams.
Yeah.
I wonder if the Jets, if whoever Jamal Adams' agent is, if they would just be like, you know what, we are willing to never have a negotiation go well with this guy in the future, and just move, like, we'll never take a player that's going to be involved with him as an agent. Because that's the kind of feeling it would be with the move of, we're not going to send you anywhere other than a team that you're going to hate, because we're willing to never deal with you again.
I think the tough part is basketball's the only sport where one player can make that big of a difference. And so that's why agents have the power in the NBA, and they don't have it in baseball, and they don't have it in football, because I can't just send Jamal Adams to the Cowboys and demand it. And Jamal Adams make a difference the way Anthony Davis has made a difference from going from New Orleans to the Lakers. Like, Jamal Adams led a team to 7-9. I know the Cowboys were only 8-8. And I get it. Jamal Adams is a great player. He would make the Cowboys better. But it's really tough if you're not the quarterback to be a major difference maker on an NFL football field, to change your team from a 6-win team to a 12-win team by getting that safety. And the Cowboys aren't a 6-win team. But I'm just trying to make the point. The agents in basketball just have a lot more power, because the players, the star players, just have the power to be in the conference finals almost every year.
Now, from the Jets fan base perspective, and as a Cowboys fan, I want you to think about this for a second, because it's awesome that a guy wants to come be on your team, right? Like, every time I would hear Roger Clemens or Randy Johnson or David Cohn all connected to the Rangers, I was like, hell yes, it'd be awesome to have a pitcher like that. But I had to be realistic. I had to be realistic, Mike. Those guys were never coming to the Rangers. It was just rumors that, you know, somebody or a writer connected them in some way, because it could work. The Rangers have money, and all this is there. It's awesome to hear that Jamal Adams wants to be wants to be a Cowboy. But as a Jets fan or as a Cowboys fan, how would you feel if your guy was out there saying stuff like that about wanting to go away from your team? I would hate it. And so, as much as, you know, the old idea of, if she cheated on you or cheated with you as she was leaving in a relationship, she's probably going to cheat on you again. That's how I would feel about the situation. Is the only thing that's going to make him happy is the big time money. But how long will that keep him happy? And will he start doing the same thing to you later on down the road? I would hate for something like that to happen. But because it would suck. That would suck to be a fan of a player, and then he's out there going, hey, as Fish likes to say, pulling up his skirt for everybody else that wants to throw some money his direction. So I would hate something like that. And I feel for Jets fans that are having to go through that right now.
I feel like I'm not engaging too much my brain into Jamal Adams being a Dallas Cowboy. I know Jamal Adams spoke. We had the audio of it. I get it. It's a story again. As every month, Jamal Adams makes it a story.
Yeah, he does.
But he's just, to me, like, I'm not emotionally or as a Cowboy fan putting myself in a situation of Jamal Adams being on this team. It's just Jamal Adams complaining about his contract situation, maybe complaining that the Jets haven't been a competitive team for the 3 years he's been there. I totally get that. But I am not putting my Cowboys brain into a mode of, hey, let's really discuss Jamal Adams and how he's going to do on this team and everything. I've been through that months ago. The Cowboys weren't that interested in getting Jamal Adams unless it was at a major discount. Pretty much like, hey, we might give you a first-round pick, but we'll do it for a second. Well, that's not going to become close to doing it. So I'm just not really putting myself in Jamal Adams being a Dallas Cowboy in 2020.
Well, Dak will be a Dallas Cowboy in 2020, as the plan is. He's going to be signing that franchise tag for this year. We'll talk a little more about that coming up here at the noon o'clock hour. But somebody texted this in, Mike, from the 817. Jerry Jones' next press conference is going to be loaded. And that's, I mean, just think about all the things that Jerry has to talk about and the next time he actually speaks, whether or not it's right here on The Fan with one of our shows like he typically does, which he covers a lot of ground with us. We've had those conversations. We have very explosive conversations with Jerry, very candid conversations with him too, Sean and RJ as well, or whether he says, you know what, I'm just doing a press conference. There's going to be a lot to talk about the next time he speaks, and you will hear it right here on 105.3 The Fan.
I assume it's going to be to open up training camp, that kind of two-hour press conference that they do. I'm just going to assume that's going to be the first time or the next time we hear Jerry Jones talk. And so I was disconnected from the world pretty much Wednesday afternoon through Saturday. Did the Cowboys put out another video since that one? And
they did not. And that was something.
So they said they had a series
Friday,
of them, right?
Yeah,
we talked about that Friday because – I think it was Corey said something that made me remember. It's been, what, 2 or 3 weeks now? And
yeah,
we haven't seen a second video come out. And, I mean, obviously they could have a certain schedule that they have where it's monthly or what have you. But, like, I was just under the impression that there would be more of them because it was discussed as a series. So I am super interested to see, like, what else they have in store, if there is anything at all.
Mike, I mean, you know, all we got to do is talk about it enough, and it'll get released. That's how it happened the last time.
Just, I mean,
we brought it up, and within 5 minutes, they were like, get that video up now.
I'm just to throw out my opinion here. Maybe they did just throw it out because we were going to discuss that they are being so quiet as an organization and not putting anything out on social media. It doesn't mean that if you put something out on social media, you know, you mean it and you're going to do all these things for change. But we're kind of like, dude, I mean, the Cowboys are pretty much it. They're pretty much like standing firm on, we're not going to talk about this at all. And then they put out a video which got at best mixed reviews, saying that they were going to put out a series of videos, which at the time I thought, well, okay, if they do this every Friday, maybe we'll get to hear from Jerry Jones. Maybe we'll hear from this person. Maybe we'll hear from that person in the organization. But I mean, they just totally stopped, which makes me think, did they just throw out a video quickly and then they really didn't have anything else planned afterwards?
If we know anything about the Cowboys, they love trying to drop something during Baseball Nuggets. So tune in. Baseball Nuggets on 105 through The Fan. What time is that? 12:40?
12:40. Yeah, that's my favorite bit that Jerry – and I think I'm convinced it's a Jerry Jones bit. Now, guys, I think that the more I'm seeing right now is – athletes, and we talked about this a little earlier, they're feeling like this is their new normal. Look, we're just going to have to play through this stuff, and we're going to have to be out there. Over the weekend, golf experienced with Nick Watney having a case of COVID-19. And the players afterwards, Jordan Spieth talked, and a lot of them seemed pretty nonchalant about the idea of this is just the way that it's going to go. And here's Spieth.
The whole plan put in place was not if, but when somebody tests positive, what's the protocol and what are the next steps? So I feel confident just in being on those phone calls in what the PGA Tour is going to do going forward here, and hopefully contact tracing doesn't lead to anybody else testing positive within the bubble.
And, you know, Mike, we heard Rory McIlroy talk a little bit about that too this morning, and it sounds like a couple things. When Rudy Gobert tested positive, nobody knew anything. Right, we knew there was no protocol. We thought this thing was going to be, you know, and it does spread quickly. But we thought it could be the most deadly thing that got dropped on the United States we've ever seen, or the entire world we've ever seen. And so I think there were a lot of big question marks because there wasn't a lot of protocol. But it sounds like because the players in golf and a lot of these sports have been so connected with the conversation on this and trying to learn about it, that look, this is just our new normal. And that's what we're going to have to deal with from now on. And you got to make the decision of whether or not it's worth it financially to you. And that's what it sounds like with most sports and golf resoundingly. Look, we talked to these guys. Yeah. They told us that's what it's going to be.
Well, look, it was really fun golf to watch. I did watch. There was obviously the weather delay. But, I mean, because there were so many people crowded at the top, it was really fun to watch and see some guys make some shots. Obviously, people, you know, miss some shots. Koepka, I believe, on 16, had a chance for birdie and missed kind of about a 4-foot putt, which then put him kind of out of the race. But it was really fun to watch some great golf, and they're going to continue. And hopefully we get, by the time we get to August, hopefully we have NHL playoffs, NBA playoffs, and some Major League Baseball to talk about.
So that they all feel comfortable getting out on their field.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.